So what is your favorite beverage? Like, what's your favorite thing to drink? You know, it might be a specific kind of pop, it might be juice, you know, it might be chocolate milk or some hot apple cider. What's your favorite thing to drink? Yeah.
Eggnog.
Wow, it is the season, I guess. Yeah. Gatorade. Oh, that's yummy. Yeah. Sparkling cider. Oh, way in the back, right here.
Lemonade.
Oh, lemonade is great. Like fresh squeezed lemonade is so yummy. Yeah. Arnie Palmer. Good stuff. Lemonade and iced tea. What more could you ask? How about over here? Yeah. Powerade. Yeah. Say it again. Ginger ale, yeah, all these things are wonderful. Well, growing up, one of my favorite things to have to drink was like really good hot chocolate, right? Like not just the stuff that you get from the little powder with some hot water, but like real chocolate with warm milk and, you know, tons of marshmallows in there, maybe a little like cinnamon or nutmeg on top, like some really, really good hot chocolate. And I loved it. I loved it as much as I could get it. My parents wouldn't give it to me often, of course, but I loved hot chocolate. Well, what if I told all of you that right after Mass, I was going to give you your favorite beverage? Right? You'd be pretty excited. Yeah? Would you guys all want that? Yes. That would be a great gift. Unfortunately, that's not going to happen. I didn't have time. But what if I told you if I was going to give you this great gift, this great beverage, your favorite beverage, but I was going to give it to you in an old, dirty, rusty can. Like, what would you think of that? Like, I just went through the garbage and found, like, the oldest, grossest can, and I poured your favorite beverage, and then I go, here you go. You'd be like, gross, right? Like, I don't want that. That's like, ew. Well, this is why we are celebrating today the Immaculate Conception. That God wanted to give us this most amazing gift of He Himself becoming man. Right? Like, God Himself in Jesus Christ was going to become man. But He didn't want to come in like a gross vessel. Like, He wasn't just going to come down and like become just like a gross can. But no, ahead of time, He prevented Mary from having sin so that He could have this perfect vessel in which we could receive the amazing gift of Jesus into the world. And so ahead of time, He gives Mary this amazing grace of being free from all sin, that she is a woman that is perfectly pure, so that she was ready to receive that gift of Jesus in her womb. That she was able to receive this amazing gift of being called the Mother of God. And really, this is what God calls all of us to be. Right? God wants us all to bear in us Jesus. That God wants to dwell within our hearts each and every day. And this is why He gives us grace through the sacraments. You know, you guys are preparing for your first confessions and in your first Eucharists this spring, right? You guys getting excited for that? Yeah, it's going to be incredible. Because just as God made Mary free from sin, God wants to remove all of your sins so that you're this amazing vessel which can receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ into your bodies. I think that's pretty amazing, right? Like, this is an amazing gift which we all have as Catholics. For our fifth graders, you guys have already get to experience this all the time, right? Like just today at Mass, you will receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist into your bodies. And through this grace, God wants to purify your hearts, to make you just as clean, as spotless, as Mary was from her very conception. And so as we pray through this Mass, as we prepare ourselves to receive this amazing gift of the Eucharist, we pray, we ask Mary for her intercession, that she may pray for us, that we may have hearts as pure as hers, that we may be free from all our sins, that we may truly receive the Lord as that pure vessel, as like a perfect golden special cup. Not some rusty, dirty can, right? But we don't want to be the rusty, dirty can to receive Jesus. And so we ask for Mary's intercession because she's this great example to us of what it means to have a pure heart, to be perfectly ready to receive our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ into our lives.